Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
It's introductions and everything all done.
Welcome to Spy vs. Pi Talking Program. You already knew it. That means you're smart. Plus one.
Welcome to it.
Welcome to a gold star for you.
We've got a lot of catching up to do.
Keep that gold star on your hand, and then you can have re-entry rights.
Yeah. I always get the hand stamp.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to, you want to leave the show for a little while, you want to turn it off, go do something else, and make sure you have that star on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can, it'll allow you to listen to it again.
I always get the stamp, but I never, ever leave and come back.
Yeah.
If it's an optional thing? I get it. Church, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Stamp on the inside of the hand or the outside of the hand?
I get it on the outside, and then I lick all the hands around me and do the reversey.
Nice,
nice. Reversey.
But some places have not caught on to that.
No.
And they give you the, some of them have the symmetrical stamp.
Yeah, that's no good.
And some of them do not, and it's like, hey, dudes. I mean...
Even then.
Who's really looking at those anyway?
The doorman.
He doesn't even know what the stamp is.
The doorkeep. Mantender.
Mantender?
Yeah, that's what the... That's oh god!
My favorite new snack at Burger King. Mantenders.
My favorite Robert Newsom snack. So we haven't been on the show in a while.
No, we had a brief hiatus there.
I put up blanks for 2 weeks.
It was a moment of silence. It was a moment of silence.
Oh shit! That's right.
Yeah.
9/11.
Okay.
That's all we have to be silent about.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, you want to talk about 9/11?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And,
for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, it's like...
9/11 is my mom's birthday.
And, that's right.
Yeah, we went to Chuck E. Cheese.
But of course, that's September 11th of 1949?
What? 59.
Yep. How old is she again?
50.
What year is it?
50. She's a mere 50.
Yeah, okay. No,
that's
I get
why she
it.
Wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese. That's where I can be a kid.
Do you think that there's ever going to be, like, when we get old, do you think there's going to be, like, a theme, like a Chuck E. Cheese style restaurant, but for us?
Yes, like certainly.
You know?
But it'll be wings.
Because, yes. There's no, like, retro video gaming only goes back to the 70s, right?
Yeah.
So only kids who are kids in the 70s have that whole thing... as a thing to be thinged. But, what are adults, our parents' generation, what are they nostalgic for? Shitty shit.
Peace and quiet.
Well, I don't mind that.
Bad gas mileage.
Yes. When loaf of bread only cost a nickel.
Presidential assassinations, that's what they're nostalgic for.
Nice, nice, nice.
Remember when you used to be able to get a president killed?
Yeah, that's impossible now.
Yeah.
Is that impossible now?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
How do you know?
Modern science. Modern medical miracles. I saw it on that show, Modern Medical Miracles.
Miracles. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they give the president super soldier serum? Make them tougher?
Yes. Sebum.
Sebum?
Mm-hmm. That's the stuff.
That's all you need to do?
Sebum. I got warned about sebum back when the kids were born, when the boy was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The doctor was like, now look out for a sebum. And I was like, whoa, lady. I don't even know where they come from. The babies, I mean.
I'm on a sebum diet.
You see that picture of the shoe and away the stork? You ever see that?
A shoe and a stork?
It's like an old drawing. It's an old drawing of like people shooing away a stork. Like a stork with a baby, you know? They're, like, hanging out their window, like, trying to hit it with a broom.
Oh.
Yep.
No.
That's birth control back in the 40s, when my mom was conceived.
Oh. Stork poison.
They used to cook them a long time back then.
Come on.
Speaking of cooking, let's get...
Physical?
No, I meant... It was referring back to cooking. That was the complete sentence.
Oh, I get it.
Speaking of cooking, semicolon, let's get.
Hey, Spy vs. Spy, cooking since 2006.
We got some news. We have a news flash.
Oh, let's do it.
Because we have to do this.
It's not a news program, but welcome to the news program.
All right, I think this will work.
Okay, let's do it.
Is this on? Is this?
Ives News from Australia. Ives Australian News.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Ives News from Australia. Ives Australian News. This first one's going to sound made up. It's going to sound like you.
That's the old one.
Well, let's do it anyway.
Should we do it again? Do all of them?
No.
Do the whole set?
I don't even want to do any of it.
Oh, we have to.
Oh, I know. Let's just make it sound like we're forced into this somehow. Like, do we have to? Yes, we have to. All right. No, we want to. We got to.
Oh, God, I lost it.
Ain't got no choice but to.
Seriously, I don't have it anymore. I don't have it.
Just pretend. Just paraphrase it.
Okay. I can't do it. I can't make fun of Ive. I can't.
It's offensive to do an accent of a friend of yours. If it's like, okay, well, generic Australian guy's going to read the news, you know, you would
do
it.
That, no problem, sure.
Yeah. But Ive is far from a generic Australian dude.
Yeah. He's a sweetie Petey.
And the Petey stands for pretty dumb.
What? That's not mean, though. That's legitimate.
He's pretty and dumb.
Did you see his videos of it?
Videos?
He's had made a video of him, of the zoo he owns.
No.
That's pretty good.
Is there a animal?
There's plenty of animals in it. I didn't know his zoo was so successful. It's only been under a year since he decided to open a zoo, and he's already got a lot of stuff.
Hoopsnake?
No, but he has a bat, like a white bat. So... let's see how this goes.
Ives News from Australia. Ives Australian News.
Hey guys, it's Ive, and here's Australian News. I just listened to the last one, and Brian and Phil, you briefly mentioned pizzas and spoke about pizzas. Do people really not like making half of a pizza and half of another pizza? That's pretty shit. I can't eat a full pizza that's not half of another pizza. It's like, you get kind of bored of the one thing. The only time it's a problem is, some places, if you get a small pizza, then you can't do half and half. And, fair enough. Do you guys have American pizzas as a menu item? Like, we've got that. Every place has an American and an Aussie, a Hawaiian. I wonder if in Hawaii they have Hawaiian pizzas and stuff just with pineapples in it, and they call it Hawaiian, or they just don't call it anything. I got two menus here. One of the places, the American, it's tomato, cheese, ham, salami, capsicum, and onion. That doesn't sound right, actually. Capsicum and onion, that's not very American to me, in my ears. This other place is tomato, cheese, ham, salami, bacon, chili, garlic, oregano cheese, and tomato on top. I've had that a couple times, that's a nice one. Whenever I see a pizza in like an American show or cartoon or something, it looks really plain, like there's just like cheese and pepperoni slices on it. It doesn't sound like any of these at all. And it sounds kind of boring, too. And that's the news from Australia. Welcome back, guys. I'll probably do some more of these. Bye, Peters.
What is he talking about?
What?
I didn't understand a word of that.
I didn't understand a word of that.
No, I, you know...
I didn't understand a word of that.
I take umbrage, though, because he goes, you know, I wonder if... He doesn't wonder that stuff. None of the things he wondered aloud in that, does he want... He pre-wondered those and wrote them down.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you ever notice this? Here's one. Yeah.
You think I wonder is Australian for you ever notice?
Yes. Yes, that's what stand-up comedy is in Australia.
Yep. I wonder.
I wonder. airplane peanut.
I wonder about them.
The end. Everyone's like, yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah, right on. And then they snap their fingers.
So, yeah, capsicum. You know what that is?
It was very American. I would put it on an American pizza.
Yeah.
Capsicum America? Oh, yeah, Super Soldier Serum.
It's Capsa Serum. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Captain Amapticum.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Captain Octopus.
Salty.
What is capsicum?
It's peppers. It's what they peppers. Call peppers. Bell peppers, yeah. Bell peppers.
Bell peppers? Peppers?
Yeah.
Brian Peppers. Capsicum. So that is that just like so? Is it like green capsicum and like red capsicum?
I guess, yeah. Capsicum and onions. I mean, that does not sound American to my ears either. But peppers and onions, onions and
I'll
peppers. That's yeah, absolutely.
I'll take it. Exactly. Yeah. See, that's the thing. Yeah. Now, what is the word for the spicy stuff inside of the hot peppers?
Oregano. No, it's the spicy stuff is capsaicin. Is this stuff?
Yeah, so that's see? So
even
that's what
more
I was
confusing
thinking.
Because
it makes me think that's a spicy pizza,
right?
You know what? I don't think on the whole.
capsicum on the whole, look out!
Boogie.
Here do comes the stork.
Do you think that? Do you think that 51? No, do you think 50.1% of America likes spicy food? I kind of think if you average it all out, America wouldn't even like spiciness at all.
No, I agree.
And I think I was right that, like, on TV, when you see the generic sort of plain cheese pizza or pizza with a few little rounds of...
pizza with a fuse.
Yeah, of
the short
fuse. Meat.
With a half round. With a
short
round. Short round, yeah.
Oh, that'd be a good name for a pizza. The short round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, okay. Do you think that... Yeah, I think that to put anything spicy on an American pizza would be wrong. I think, yeah, when I think American pizza, not from my experience in America, but just because of TV and stuff, yeah, I think plain. I think, like, yeah. Basic.
Unseasoned
nothing.
Tomato sauce.
Yes.
Clear cheese. And salt-a-roni. Because the pepper hurts our tongues.
America does not have a love affair with toppings like the rest of the world. They are all about the bread.
Yeah, bottomings.
Yeah. In fact, you know, I would probably think that maybe if you polled people, they might say that crust, like, not, yeah, that they would say that crust is more important than toppings.
Yes.
You know?
Bottomless bread bowl toppings. That's what we like.
Yeah. Yeah. But
with cheese baked right in the crust. We like all of our food baked right into something.
Yeah. Remember how you wanted to take umbrage of something?
Yeah. It was his wonders. I had wonder umbrage. Yeah,
does I realize this is an international podcast being broadcast from the Triplett Cities?
Maybe.
I'm in Canada. I don't live in America. I live in North America. I guess maybe that's what he meant.
Right. Maybe. Is there a North American pizza? I don't think so.
No. Impossible.
Yeah.
It would have salsa on it or something.
Oh, because of all the Mexico.
That's right.
Yep. I wonder if they really have salsa in Mexico.
I know what he meant, but anyway, I'm not from America of the United States. And
there
is a Canadian pizza. When you order from places, they often have a Canadian option. And we do refer to it as, it's not like our pizza. It's like, no, here's the Canadian. You know, we're very patriotic about shit.
Does that mean make it good? Don't spit in it.
Yeah. It's like you sew a little flag onto your pizza so no one spits on you when you're abroad. But Canadian pizza invariably means you have bacon on it.
Okay.
It can be anything, really, but it means you're getting bacon.
Do you guys usually have pigs there?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Baby's got back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't have back bacon, though, like Canadian bacon. Like what you guys have is Canadian bacon. We call ham. So,
right.
You know.
What about under bacon?
From under bacon?
Yeah. You guys you do much with teats?
Define do much.
Do you guys only have man bacon, or do you use female pigs for bacon as well? Or only man pigs?
We only use the female pigs for milk.
Okay.
Yep.
For the cheese?
Oh, bacon-flavored milk?
Nice.
Imagine that.
You know what I do imagine, though?
Hey, internet, circa 2008.
Yeah.
2007?
Imagine bacon, something. Yeah.
What about bacon? Time capsule. What about bacon flavored?
Yeah.
I saw Baconaise in the store.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't buy it.
No.
You know why? It looks, disgusting. It's the worst color. It looks like Pepto.
Yeah.
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah.
Pepto-Bismol-A.
The cheeseburgers are weird, huh?
I wonder about them sometimes.
No, but seriously.
Hey, you know what the Canadian version of that is when we do stand-up? It's I worry about. I worry about pizza sometimes.
No, but really, though, cheeseburgers are very weird.
Okay.
It's because it's...
Okay, I'll bite.
I don't have a joke. I'm just saying it's the squeezins of an animal combined with the carnage of that same animal. It's just weird. Why would you do that?
It's not the same animal always.
If you did that to a person, it would, you know...
What do you mean? Breast milk on...
You'd regret it.
Do they ever make cheese out of breast milk? Should we continue down this line of...
I don't know.
At all? No.
We did start with a stork. I don't know. It could be thematic.
Oh, boy.
Cheesy... I don't know.
But back to pizza, because, you know, we didn't quite talk about
it. We didn't ring that all the way out last time.
I also wanted to point out that Hawaii is part of America.
Yeah.
United States of America.
So all Hawaiian pizzas are American.
So really,
pizzas.
The American pizza is the Hawaiian one.
And
probably.
Pizza was invented in America by Americans.
By Italian Americans.
Sold, no, Irish Americans. It was sold to the Italians, yes.
Ever have a potato pizza?
I have. Oh, man, it's good, too.
Yeah, see, it's original.
Pizza Luce.
Scallop potatoes on that?
It's in a downtown. It's mashed potatoes.
Oh. That's called a shepherd's pie, isn't it?
No. And some kind of white sauce, too.
Shepherd's pizza.
Capsicum, that's what the sauce is.
Nope. And
looks like we've... No, I'm kidding.
But finally, I've mentioned... that there was one that had chili on it, and all I could think of was actual
Chili
con carne, you know? And I'm like, hey, that doesn't sound too bad. And that sounds like an American pizza to me. You finally hit on it right at the end.
Yeah.
There's like just
chili dogs.
Yes, exactly.
And omelets.
You know how, like, when you get, like, a big floppy wide slice of pizza, you taco it, you know? Applying another food to another
big,
food. You know?
Big wide floppy taco with capsicum.
Yeah, you know, that's a good way. You get the chili one, and you roll it up, and you chili dog it. What do you think?
I do like that.
Okay, let's get on it.
Okay.
Oh, and finally, if there was a real pizza in Hawaii that they called Hawaiian there, it would probably have, like, poi and shit on it, right?
Papaya.
Papaya, poi, and spam.
Yeah. They do like spam over there.
Yep, not
those people.
That's not just for TV. That's
not racist. When I said those people.
No, not at all. But they're your people. They're Americans.
I know. But, well, now. Yeah. We bought them fair and square. We got a bill of sale right here.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
They're a
valuable addition, I say.
Valuable addition?
A valuable addition to our hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge Lodge. It's just like in the same way that Ives Australian News is a valuable addition to Spy vs. Spy.
It is. Thank you, Ive.
Thanks for your Australian news, but that wasn't news.
Maybe the chapeau.
Do you think he did that because it's not a news program?
That was his joke.
Oh, okay.
I bet that was his joke.
This was wondering.
That was the part. Yeah. No, it was kind of news. It was the news of his opinion.
I got some news. You want some news?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about some news. You got a theme song for me?
No. I didn't think you'd have news.
Hit the theme song right now.
Okay. Good.
I like that. No, I was telling you.
Oh, I got you.
Okay,
hold on.
Everybody just stand over there and talk amongst yourself. Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
I have to get closer to the microphone when I whisper.
Okay.
I'm Batman. What? No, you can just drop in some music in post.
Post?
Yeah.
I figured out how to put Skype right into my FTP program.
God damn it. This is going out live?
Yeah.
Shit.
Live's Australian news.
All right, okay. Well, here's some... I got celebrity news.
Okay.
You want some celebrity news?
Yeah.
Yes. This is this week. This week in celebrity news. In the past.
Okay.
September 11th, 2003... John Ritter and Johnny Cash died.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh? Really? I didn't remember that. That's 2003. Johnny Ritter? John Ritter? He had like a heart heart deal and he right. died in the middle of his TV
Don't you dare
program.
Date my daughter.
Do you have any rules for that?
That's what that was called.
It was called No Fatties.
Yeah. No, remember when John Ritter died and they replaced him with, what's his face, Danny DeVito?
John Lovitz.
Nobody fucking touches my daughter. That's what that show was called after that. They switched it over.
Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
I don't know that reference.
He's the fat guy on the Batman movie.
Oh. Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. I didn't see that
no,
one.
No, Adam West.
I didn't see that one. No, I did see that one. I don't know.
Fat guy.
What do you think about those shape-ups from Skechers?
Like the shoes?
Yeah.
Shape-ups?
That's what they're called.
Is that like pull-ups?
Yeah. Yep.
Can you take a dump in them?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
No, so there's basically, it's a shoe. This is all from memory, but it's a shoe designed to promote weight loss and tone muscles and improve posture. It's a shoe. This is a shoe doing this.
I have shoes like that.
But it says it firms buttock muscles and tightens abs and improves blood circulation and posture.
Strength you wear them strength. When you wear them when you do sit-ups.
I don't know. I don't believe in that. I don't think
no,
I don't know.
That's not. No.
Is there a weight loss shoe? I don't. It doesn't seem right.
Maybe if you eat it.
Maybe if it was electric.
Like a cartoon hobo?
If it kept shocking you and you couldn't get it off. You'd lose some weight.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it can just be like that old-timey vibrating machine.
Yeah, I love those things.
What was that supposed to do?
I don't know. Can't they genetically modify mosquitoes to spit Gatorade into you?
Why don't they make them suck fat? Why don't they lipo?
Oh!
Mesquite lipos.
Totally.
I'm not sure on the name yet.
You know sometimes when you smack a mosquito and all that blood comes out?
Yeah, what if you ate it?
What if there was the fat-sucking mosquitoes which you just described, you just invented, and then you could catch them and eat them?
And you squeeze them over top of your frying pan.
Yes. Non-stick, squeezable, fat-sucking mosquitoes. I love
Disgusting.
It.
That's the worst.
I mean, it's gross. I would not want it.
And Johnny Cash died from diabetes complications.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
Yep. Yep. Those guys died in 2003. Also in 2003?
Yeah.
No, hold on.
Okay.
Yes.
Also on 9/11? Different year?
Same year.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck postponed their wedding.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck? Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
That imagine a world where that could even happen.
I don't know.
It's years ago. That's what that world is like.
I know.
That would never happen now.
They canceled their wedding. You know what they used to be called? People used to call them Bennifer.
I know.
Ugh.
And now people call them, you remember Jennifer Lopez?
Do you? Yeah. she's dating that little wet guy.
Whatever happened to...
Hey, remember when they used to combine people's names in a couple to make it sound like one name?
Yeah, I like that.
I never did like that. They don't do it anymore, though, do they?
Mm-mm.
It seems like that went out of fashion a year or two ago. Bradley Pitt?
Yep.
And his wife there? They don't combine them anymore. They just use their first names, which... I mean,
they don't
I guess
say Brangelina anymore?
I don't think so.
That's done?
I think that's done. I think maybe because they're married and have 12 kids.
They have 12 kids?
I don't know. Some.
Are they married?
I don't know.
I suppose when you're married, yeah, that doesn't... Then you don't...
It's like, oh, it's just those guys now.
Yeah. It's not all will they, won't they.
Yeah.
Did they, didn't they? Are they doing it now?
I hope they are.
Is it in you?
yeah. But now it's just like Brad and Angelina this, and you know who they're talking about, but I kind of hate that. Like, I can't decide which one I hate
it's
more.
It's Brad and Angie.
Because, like, there could be more people in the world with those names that are dating, you know?
Not that anyone cares about.
He's not the only Brad that's important. It could be Brad Garrett. Right?
I don't know who that is.
Would it, like, you know, isn't he, he's the brother from Everyone Loves Raymond.
I don't know what that is. I do know what that is, but I don't, yeah. We're not going to go all the way down to that. It's a show. It's like television is electricity, basically. Now, the concept of stories
comedy. Wait, no, we wouldn't get that far, would we?
Maybe.
Yeah, but anyway, it could be Brad Garrett and Angelina Jolie for all I know.
Okay.
Come on, use their last names, assholes. Come on, how long does it take to say
Jolera?
You know what?
Garely. Oh, you're saying? Oh, okay. I was just mashing their back names together.
Oh, Pitley.
Yeah. Why not?
Sure. What if people do that instead of hyphenating, you know, names and stuff? Like, oh, you combine your name, and there would be no. Like family lines, like you'd be really hard to trace family trees.
You know what? I think it's weird. I think it's weird. The broads, why do they?
Jim Gaffigan. I wonder about him sometimes.
I know. Whatever happened to? I wonder about. No, but seriously, how come the ladies now, on to women.
My wife.
We talked about pizza, but women. I like pizza. Yeah, but why do they? Take man's names. What's up with that?
I don't know.
What's up? Like, anyone who is, like, even remotely interested in, like, equality, it seems like... I don't know.
You know, I don't give a shit about that. I think, like... Well, I don't know. Because, like, you know, everyone, like... People seem to care about genealogy and family trees and all that shit. And if you really cared, you would keep your last name so you could trace your own shit and people would be able to find you, you know? Because, like, people get married and then you're lost in the shuffle and it's like you don't count, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
know. And it's doubly important for families where they don't have any boy kids.
Yeah.
What do you call them? A son? people are like, oh, I'm losing the family name is going to disappear forever. Yeah, so...
They took my boy kid. That's my boy kid.
Right out of my hands. That isn't really in your hands, Michael.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger is single again.
Oh, good.
Heath Ledger, who's been pulling an Ashton Kutcher by dating an older actress, is single again. People for both Heath Ledger and us. People.
It's funny because his name kind of has ass and it kind of has cooch in it, but like it doesn't really have either.
Please explain.
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, him.
Yeah, kind of like ass and cooch.
Yeah, I got it. I was thinking like, Heath Ledger.
I think that's probably why Demi Moore likes him. She's gay.
Oh, my God.
She's a little gay lady.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
I'm bad, man.
I walked in on her and Jamie Lee Curtis taking a dump.
Is that true?
Yeah. I ran in on it.
I got it. It came up on my beeper, and I geocached it. geocaching celebrity dumps.
I heard Americans have geocache on the pizza. That doesn't sound very American to have.
No, not
pizza.
At all. It doesn't even sound like something you would eat.
I hate it when a pizza's not half of another pizza. What?
How many hours is it going to take to make me go to school?
How long until school starts? See, what time is it now? It's 11:52 and your bus comes at 107, 105, 106, somewhere in there.
Alberto, 105.
Yeah. So, we agree to disagree.
Heath Ledger broke up with Naomi Watts.
No!
That's the worst news for him in 2003.
Totally.
That's probably the worst thing that happened to him, probably. September 2003, he's like, what's that?
That black supermodel was in that Michael Jackson video that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. John Campbell's sister.
Oh, yeah. Does he really have a sister? Does John Campbell really have a sister?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Does she do her comics the same way as him?
Which way is that?
You know, with the tracing?
At least you didn't say terrible.
Yeah. Man, John Campbell, what's his secret? We're going to get to the bottom of that. I'm going to find out.
Do you want to ask him?
I do.
We can ask him.
I will ask him.
He's going to the Small Press Expo, you know.
Oh, this the Small Press Exposition.
Small Press Expository Dialogue.
When's that?
September 20th. To September 20th. And you can come see us there.
Fucking hey, dude. Seriously, Brian, it's next weekend.
It's not next weekend.
Look at your calendar.
Next week.
Don't pull that. I hate that. Oh! Not the very next weekend.
Here we go.
You can all listen to the old show where we fought about that.
I wonder why people say that.
But it's like when you've just had it.
Hold on, is my microphone sounding funny? What's going on here?
You haven't been plugged in this whole time.
I know.
This one time, you guys, seriously, Ryan was playing a bunch of video games with a bunch of strangers, and he talked to him the whole time. All those wasted words.
I wasn't actually online. I was just
sitting in a puddle under your computer desk.
Guess I'm getting fuzz. Anyway, must mean it's time to go. We're getting solar flares.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to SPX. Us two and a bunch of other people and stuff. If you're going, come see us. And
if you're listening, you're going.
We'll interview you.
Wait, that's pretty close.
What?
If they're listening, they're going.
Probably.
Yeah. Honestly, we can't tell if you're coming or going. Captain, coming or going. So, yeah. Cry me a river.
Until next time, shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit. My feet is in here. See, that's how you do a show.
Is it?
I don't know if you've ever seen the show be done. God. Oh, man.
Sound effects, huh?
Yeah. There's something else. Here's my interview with Jamie Lee Curtis.